This is TWiT.
Who is, tell us who Kathy Sierra is, Gina.
Kathy is a technologist and an author of many educational programming books for years and years and years, early blogger.
Great writer.
Great writer.
Powerful
great
writer.
Great work. Great speaker, a teacher. I would call her a teacher, but in technology. And long story short, 2007, she people are starting to pay attention to her work because she does really good work, and she gets trolled by an infamous troll and horribly attacked by tons of people who dox her and publish her social security number and home address and a bunch of lies about her her family and her kids and her work. And she goes offline because she's afraid for her safety and for her family's safety. And she comes back online, last year, 2013, yeah. I think, under a different handle, Serious Pony, and starts to publish a little bit more. And I don't know, maybe I should pass this over to you. Her troll was involved in a court case.
Weave,
was involved in a court case.
And this is the thing, and this is where I got in a little bit of trouble, because the case against Weave was terrible. It was another one of those yes. Department of Justice bogus prosecutions.
Right. It was a Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Right. It was overreach. I mean, it was a terrible lawsuit. But this guy's.
But
also
Weave
a terrible
person. Is a hideous person.
He's hideous. Exactly.
He was the guy who apparently doxxed Kathy Sierra. He admitted it in New York Times. Now he denies it.
Yeah, now he denies it. He admitted it.
Not a nice person, really kind of in many ways, and she talks about this, not just a troll, but a sociopathic troll with real skills. That's kind of yes. the worst possible.
Extremely smart, extremely manipulative, a constant liar. And, you know, what got hard, what got difficult for her, and what I can't imagine must have been surreal for her is that, you know, a lot of people in the tech community were against the case against him, right? Because it was a bad case against him, separate from
We were torn because yeah. this was, you know, it turned out AT&T had misconfigured its servers, and you could get emails of customers, iPad users, very simply with a script. So he did it. He downloaded something like 114,000 addresses. As far as anybody knows, never did anything malicious with them, although that doesn't, I mean, given his personality, I don't know. But the prosecution seemed misguided, and they were really going for the works. On the other hand, it's hard not to celebrate this getting this guy in jail because he's a creep.
Right, because he's a horrible creep. Yeah.
Anyway, what she's talking about in this, and it's a very powerful article, is how, you know, this happened to her 10 years ago.
And the hell doesn't go away.
And it's gotten worse and worse. And yeah, and she's making an interesting point because, you know, I'm the one who says, well, just ignore them, they'll go away. And she says it doesn't work.
She has a great list here. You know, your choices. One, leave, they win. Two, ignore them, they escalate, make your life more miserable. DDoS, ruin your career, etc., they win. Three, fight back. If you've already hit the Kool-Aid point, which I'll describe in a second, see option two, they win. The Kool-Aid point is brilliant. I think it's a real insightful point, which is that it's not so much that your troll hates you, the troll hates the attention you're getting. And you don't deserve that, and you're all wrong.
Especially if you're a woman. Especially if you're a woman in tech. Then you really don't deserve it.
Right.
That's the right. logic.
And so this campaign of discrediting, you know, begins. You slept your way to the top. You made all this up. You're actually, you know, whatever. All the things. And actually, Anita Sarkeesian did this great talk at XOXO about how the ways in which trolls kind of discredit women and all those things were done to Kathy. Just lies, basically, about her. And things would escalate. Like she posted this blog comment on a blog saying that she supported people who moderated their blog comments, and that escalated into this giant lie about how she had issued DMCA complaints against websites and had people censored, and so she herself was a censor and against, like, net, you know, a free and open web. And people would just, these stories would just sort of grow, and the meme would catch on, and then suddenly she was someone who hated, you know, a free and open web because she had said in a blog comment she thought someone should be able to moderate the comments on their own blog. I mean, like, insane, surreal, I cannot believe what this woman has been through kind of moments.
And the thing, I mean, it is. It's surreal and it's beyond appalling and disgusting. And she's felt, you know, fear for her life and such. And it's the extreme.
Well, but it's not really an outlier. That's the point.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is it might seem like an extreme. And there's a lot of that, but there's also a lot that's short of that that is also irritating and difficult and not good for the net.
Well, and if you wonder why there aren't more women in tech, because I think there are very few women, publicly visible women in tech, who haven't experienced this in some form or fashion. Am I right?
Very few. Very, very few. Yeah, you know, one of our ThinkUp's investors DM'd me and said, have you ever experienced anything like this? It just seems like, you know, it seems like you're a little more visible. Is this common? And I was like, oh, I can tell you stories. And I've talked about it a little bit here, and I won't go into my whole thing. But I love that Kathy she differentiated between, and this is something I know that's like subjective and you know it when you see it, but she differentiated between like being mean to someone and then stalking them, right? There's like saying to someone like, you know, you're fat and stupid online is like someone being mean on the internet. Okay, block, ignore, whatever. And then there's like, I've taken a photo of your child and superimposed them on a porn image and published that. Or you know, I've published your home address and it encouraged other people, egged other people on to go show up there, right? And there's a difference between those two things. A big
difference. She talks about trolls posting flashing images in epileptic forums designed to put people in fits.
Yeah, to induce seizures.
To induce seizures. And it's for the lulls, and that makes it okay. And people go, oh, boy, that's terrible, but it's sure funny. It's not. It's horrible. It's horrible behavior. The reason I bring it up, you know, I mean, look, if you're a celebrity, if you're a movie star, this happens all the time, and the general thing is just not to mention it. And not to, you know, you have security. You'll go to the police, you know, if there's a fear for your life or a tangible threat, and they will, because you're a celebrity, they will prosecute, and we see that happen. But what we don't see happen is this kind of continuous drumbeat that goes on all the time. What's changed is now, first of all, it's many, 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 many more people are exposed to it, and the tools for doing it, like, and Twitter comes up again and again in this, and Kathy talks about Twitter. Our new technological tools really facilitate this. And I'm starting to feel like we're taking a really bad turn here.
A couple weeks ago, I said, you know, we had the case of the naked celebrity photos and the beheading videos, and I argued on the show. I don't know if it was last week when you were off, Leo, but I argued that we might be hitting a point where I saw people say it's wrong to share them, it's wrong to look at them, and I saw the beginnings of a norm come out. That's among civilized people. There's a huge swath of people who aren't civilized or who are, in fact, and we've had this story on too, trolls are psychopaths.
She says that as well, that Weave is a sociopath.
I'm going to get in huge trouble here because I'm going to make an equivalency that I don't mean to make at all, okay? And I don't also want to mention this guy again at all. But my little mini thing of my imposter who promised to change the name hasn't. No. Not a man of his word. He just went into LO and used my name there. you know, this is a guy who has a respectable job in a company with trust in its name. That's all I'll say. And I can't trust him. He is not a man of his word. He's a lying little creep. And now when I say that, guess what's going to happen? I'll get crap now for, I don't have any humor and I'm not this. F you all. You know, it's just the fact that people think they have a right to irritate other people. The fact that if you're in any... The weirdest part, the pathology of this is interesting to me, is that if you are in the least bit famous, people think that they can go after you. By least bit famous now means that you publish anything to the public. That means if you have a Twitter account. It means if you have a blog.
That's kind of what Kathy Sierra is saying, is just by sticking your head up in the world means that people are going to want to try to cut you down. And
yes.
Especially if you're a woman who sticks her head up, that's really not okay.
Right.
Yeah, and for the first time in history and in culture, we have a whole group of people who are like famous enough to not have bodyguards,
right,
but famous enough to have stalkers, right? Like, right. And the system isn't built to deal with them. And I, you know, I went to the police when I had my guy, and they couldn't do anything. You know, like, you have to have whatever. I won't go into the details, but they really basically are just not equipped and can't help you unless
that's what she says. She says they're not specific. Interested.
Yeah. They're not interested. They're not equipped, and you know, there's bigger things going on in the world.
Couldn't or wouldn't you? Yeah.
You know, I mean, Leo, you went through this a little bit when the issue happened with your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have to have a documentation of a credible threat within your state. And it has to be said in a certain way that there's no way that you can be misinterpreted any other way, you know. And these guys know how to, you know, skirt the line and send you creepy pictures and write things about you that make you know that they know all these things about you, right, without making a direct threat. I mean, and you know, like the police, they're like, print out the emails and the tweets. I mean, literally, like that's what goes on. That's the level that they're at. So it's useless. Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence said it's a sex crime. It's not even a crime. It's a sex crime. Yes. I don't know.
Amazing response. Her response to that whole situation, the fact that she said that was a sex crime and anyone who looked at my photos without my permission was perpetuating that crime. That was just such a huge, I mean, she's the first celebrity, you know, every other celebrity is generally women, right? Who's had leaked nudes have apologized. Oh, it was a lapse in judgment. I'm very sorry. They were shameful. Scarlett Johansson kind of played it all. It was a Scarlett Johansson. I forget which one was like, oh, I know my best angle, was kind of coy about it. I love that Jennifer Lawrence came straight up and said, I was about to write an apology. And then I thought, I don't have anything to apologize for. This was a sex crime. That was an incredible. That interview is in Vanity Fair.
Ironically, owned by the same company that owns Reddit, which I doubt she knew. She might have thought about going somewhere else to do this, but nevertheless, it got the attention it deserved. And you can't disagree with her. Here's the reason I bring this up. I had such high hopes for the internet as being a democratizing medium. And a number of people said, even in the earliest days, yeah, but it's going to give people who shouldn't have a voice. And I always said, you know, if it's in the light of day, this stuff, the really bad stuff has to stay under a rock to survive. In the light of day, in the free, you know, agora, the marketplace, it'll go away. It'll shrivel up. It'll dry up in the sun. And the true nature of humans will triumph. And I'm afraid I was really wrong, and it's very sad to me.
I'm not ready to give up, not by a long shot. I point to the Jennifer Lawrence case. I think that people, all in all, rallied around. You didn't see them spread all around. You heard people say, no, don't even look at them. That would be wrong. There are always going to be trolls, assholes, sickos, creeps, idiots, crud buckets in the world, right? They're always going to be there. They always have been. They always will be. Now, you're right. Is your point you're making, the internet makes it more visible only because we link to them. Only because we say, hey, look at fight, look over at that.
Well, don't we need to...
It's not their fault.
You said norms would fix this, but norms aren't fixing this.
Not yet, no, but I'm saying, but this takes time. You know, insert Gutenberg lecture here. 150 years to invent the newspaper. It takes time for these norms to take over. When I was researching the Telegraph, and I've got, you know, from 1858 to 1885, they still hadn't figured it out.
Yeah.
The Telegraph was still causing people problems. There were still, oh my God, people were getting married over the Telegraph, and this is dangerous. Women have to stay away from the Telegraph. 1865, women have to stay away from the Telegraph because it'll expose them to the coarse corners of the world. A New York Times letter said.
Yeah, but imagine what that New York Times writer would think today about the coarse corners of the world.
Yeah, but A, don't forget. Part of the problem is, so I spent my flight back from San Francisco last week writing an essay that I'm trying to place somewhere in German media. I'm starting with the Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung about the German problem. And at the end of it, what I argue is that we've got to also have a discussion about the wonder. And the entire discussion now has been taken over by the techno panics and the protectionists and the controllers and the negatives and the trolls. There's also amazing and wonderful things going on with this net. And I argue that we ought to have, I've said on the show before, a world's fair of the net. Yes, there's crap, but there's also a countervailing wonder that's occurring that we're ignoring. We're not talking about. We're looking at all the bad stuff that comes up. We're allowing that to win the conversation. And we're also, it's the fault of the public for giving exposure to trolls, imposters, bozos, etc.
People need to get indignant and instead of saying, and Kathy Sierra points this out, there's just kind of this general, there must be some merit to what he's saying kind of a thing.
Right. Right, because you're public and public people deserve this.
Yeah,
you put yourself out there, so you're exposed. So what happens to slap you in the face? You deserve. Obviously wrong. Obviously ridiculous. And we need more discussions. I mean, I'll make another horrid, ridiculous equivalency that I don't mean to make equivalent. But what do we hear in the discussion about terrorism and Islam? Well, why don't we hear more Islamists? Well, we do. But what gets attention is the terrorists. It's the fault of media to a great extent. It's the fault of conversations. When you look at in London, there were stories that when the Brit was beheaded, the Muslim community in the UK expressed outrage. Okay, so there's a story where it got there. You know it's always been there. You know it's been there. No doubt about that.
There's a hashtag, not in our name.
Yes, right. So it used the tools to try to turn around and
we need more of that.
Exactly. And we need the same thing with trolls. We need to, the problem is, this was where you get into the Kathy Sierra, horrible thing here. The first step is we all have to ignore them. If you point to a troll, you are equally guilty of whatever that troll has done, full stop. You are complicit in a troll's crime. Oh, isn't that funny? Look at the fight. Oh, it's just funny. It's just lulz. No, sucker. You just did it yourself. You were an accomplice to the crime. If you look at pictures of Jennifer Lawrence, you are committing a sex crime. She's right. If you can't look at child porn because it's wrong, then how can you look at the stolen photo and say it's right? You are responsible for the behavior. So at a level of ignoring, we have to get to there. Then there's the question of, do we get to a level of condemnation? Does that just give the trolls what they want? Oh, I kicked up a storm, maybe. But at least we have to get to the level of ignoring. And what we have to do is, rather than shaming the troll, shame the people who point to the troll. And I've done that. I've gone to people and I've said, did you really want to give that guy attention? Did you really want to do that? And then reasonable people say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I was wrong. So we all have a responsibility to do that. So shame, ignore the trolls, and shame the troll promoters.
And that's using social norms to correct
us.
And
the only thing that's going to happen.
If we don't succeed at this,
no technology.
If we don't succeed at this, everybody worthwhile is going to pull back. We're going to lose the discourse. We're going to lose the potential of the internet. It'll become a wasteland because anybody who has any sense will just stay out of the public eye.
Yes.
And exactly. You don't want that.
You don't.
And you want women in the game industry. You want women in technology. You don't want all women just to say, God, this is a crappy place to be. I don't want to participate.
Well, it's funny. That's the kind of the insight that I had about all this. And I have to say that Kathy's that essay she wrote really was.
Everybody should read it. If you have any doubt, if you say, oh, no, this isn't that bad, read it. And then decided.
It was definitely a bit of a reckoning for me, right? Because I build a product whose premise is that participating on the public network is a good thing, period, right? And I don't know. I mean, this situation, I wonder about that. I mean, I do believe that. I want to believe that, but it gets harder when this stuff happens. And one of the insights that I've had is that the social networks that I love and feel safest, especially around sharing, are not public networks. Like my favorite social network is a private mailing list that a friend of mine set up that is friends of friends. Everybody knows someone else through some other context, and it's incredible. And I grow from it, and it feeds my soul, and it makes me feel happy, and it makes me feel safe. And I share. And a similar thing. I'm subscribed to a friend of mine who has a tiny letter, which is like an email newsletter, and she wrote a response actually to Kathy's post saying that she didn't have a public response, but these are some of the thoughts that are going through her head after reading it 3 or 4 times, and that was one of those things where I was like, okay, yes, this is going on. It was a level of discourse that wasn't going on in my public feeds. I mean, part of it is that Twitter isn't fit for long form discourse because it's 140 characters, but it feels like the networks like Twitter and Facebook are more about sort of public performance, whereas the networks where I share with my friends and interact and sort of, you know, and learn and grow are semi-public, not totally public.